Listening Library presents We Built This City by Kat Patrick, read for you by Georgina Marie. For Brad. Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. Casey Kasem. Chapter 1. The first time I saw Joey, I fell out of a maple tree. It was a summer Saturday morning, and my best friend Wes and I were waiting for synchronicity rehearsal to start at an Episcopal church downtown. A few of the older kids in the cast weren't there yet, and the director, Wes's mom, Margot, was pacing around the community room, muttering about curfews, respect, and the ultimate threat, calling parents. Wes and I fled, so Margot wouldn't make us do chores like wiping down the star boxes or ironing costumes. The following week, everyone 13 and up would leave for August tour, but Wes and I weren't old enough yet. Brandon's so lucky, I said, meaning my older brother. Our mom had labeled every piece of his clothing with his initials. I wanted my clothing labeled. I can't wait until we can tour. I laid my hand on my peeling sunburnt thigh and let a wandering ant climb aboard, then relocated it to a nearby leaf. Afraid of heights, I was saddled on the thickest, lowest branch, back against the rough trunk, bark poking me in the spine. Wes was two levels up, sneakered feet dangling high overhead. Totally, he said before popping his gum. I want to go somewhere new. I've never been anywhere. Me neither. Except the time my family went to Iowa to visit my grandparents. A tire blew on the highway and we almost died. How old were you? Like 3. We hadn't met yet. I don't even remember it. They just told me.
Doesn't count then.
Duh. Wes and I had known each other since we were 5, when our moms were on a bowling team and threw us in the kid corral at the bowling alley together. Anything before that didn't matter.
It's good you didn't die, though, Wes said.
Hey, want to go to timeout later? I found a bunch of tokens under Shannon's bed. Sure, there's a lip-sync battle in the atrium. I heard my brother talking about it.
Rad, so a lot of people will be there, even...
Who?
Those girls might be there, he said carefully.
I didn't respond at first.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, so what about the Jennifers? I asked, ferrying another confused aunt to safety. Jennifer T. had just moved in across the street at the beginning of the summer and was already best friends with Jennifer R., who we went to elementary school with.
They like swimming, and you do too.
So? You sound like my mom. I rolled my eyes. My mom was always trying to get me to talk to people. She said I was shy, and that shy people got ignored in life. But I talked plenty to my family, Wes, and my castmates. I don't need more friends. I'm fine with you.
Okay, Wes said.
He could probably tell I felt weird because he changed the subject.
What's for dinner tonight?
He ate at our house more than at his own.
Ham and pineapple,
I said, mock-gagging as a tan station wagon pulled into the parking lot, squeaking over the speed bump before it stopped. The car windows were down, so I could hear Casey Kasem introducing the next song on the American Top 40 countdown. The Eastridge carpool's here.
Oh, yeah?
I smiled, knowing what Wes wanted to know. Leafy branches were in his way of seeing whether his big-time crush was part of the carpool. I noted the kids as they climbed out of the car. Brothers Shane and Trevor Buchanan, Cassandra Schwartz.
Tuesdays with them, I said, giggling.
Wes had been totally in love with Tuesday Thomas since forever.
Tuesday and Wes sitting in a tree.
Knock it off.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
For reals. Knock it off.
I opened my mouth to continue to do the opposite of knocking it off. But then someone I'd never seen before got out of the station wagon, and it felt like my whole world screeched to a halt. I didn't even care that there was, like, a whole colony of ants on my legs.
Who is that?
I asked quietly. The first thing I thought was that the boy looked like a model in a shampoo commercial. His dark hair shined as if he'd combed it 3.5 seconds ago, and it was parted down the middle,
longer in the back, feathered to perfection. He was dressed in the kind of outfit that every boy I knew wore every other day. A white ringer tee with dark blue sleeves, tan dolphin hem shorts with white piping, and tall sports socks with white high tops. But the mystery guy somehow wore his clothes better.
"Who's who?"
Wes asked. "You're an owl," I murmured, watching the stranger. I wondered if he had soft skin. I'd never wondered about a person's skin before.
"No, because owls have great vision, and I can't see a thing."
"You shouldn't climb up so high." It was a miracle I was able to carry on a conversation with Wes. I was so distracted. While the boy and Shane joked around, the station wagon idled, the music still playing, a soundtrack to the moment. I watched as Shane introduced the boy to another cast member. The boy extended his hand confidently. He was cute and polite. Shane laughed at something the boy said. He was funny, too. I giggled like I'd heard the joke, heart beating fast, jittery all of a sudden. And the music didn't do anything to chill my urgent and immediate crush feelings, because no matter when, no matter what song, music totally made everything more emotional. The new kid ran his hands through his shampoo commercial hair before saying something, making everyone around him bust up. I laughed like I was part of the conversation.
"What's so funny?"
"I don't know. He knows Shane."
"Who knows Shane?"
"I don't know. It's a new kid." The cutest new kid I've ever seen in my life. The new kid who's going inside the community room right now. "Let's go in," I said quickly, wanting to know the new kid's name and everything about him. Where had he come from? What grade was he going into? Where did he live? Probably Eastridge. How did he know Shane? How did he know about synchronicity? What was he like? Was he actually a shampoo commercial model?
"But all of the high schoolers aren't even here yet," Wes groaned. "My mom will make us do something."
"But Tuesday's here," I countered.
"Okay, yeah, fine. Let's go."
I carefully turned around so I could climb down using the knots in the trunk as a ladder. The station wagon moved to the exit, waiting to make a left onto Central Avenue, so my soundtrack was almost over. But just as I missed my footing and fell backward, landing with a thud on the hard ground below, the wind knocked out of me, the song changed. From his high perch, Wes looked horrified.
"Dude, are you okay?"
I couldn't speak, but gave him a double thumbs up, proof of life. He nodded and scrambled to a lower branch. As I lay there waiting for my lungs to refill, waiting for Wes to help me up and assess the damage, the new song, one I knew this time, faded into the distance as the station wagon drove away. "Turn around, bright eyes." I definitely didn't want the new kid to turn around and see me on the ground, and maybe I was concussed from the fall. But I took the song as an indication that something good was coming. Something romantic. That's why, 2 years later, that song was first. Chapter 2. Tuesday, July 30th, 1985. "Dear Mr. Kasem, my name is Stephanie Finnegan, but most people call me Stevie. I'm going into 8th grade at McKenna Junior High in Cheyenne, Wyoming. But first I'm leaving tomorrow for a 4-week tour with the performing group I'm in, Synchronicity. I'm really excited. Anyways, I'm writing to you with a song for your long-distance dedication segment. I'd like to dedicate Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler to my crush, Joey. I've liked him for 2 years, but I think it's finally time to tell him. Last week, after a cast party, a bunch of us snuck into the cemetery to find the legendary Green Eyes gravestone, and I was so totally freaked out by being in the graveyard at night because, I don't care if people say it's dumb, I believe in ghosts, and Joey was majorly nice to me. I grabbed onto his arm really hard when this kid Josh pretended to see a ghost behind me, and Joey didn't pull away. And he didn't laugh like his friends when I started shaking. I heard Total Eclipse of the Heart the first day I met Joey. And even though it's kind of older now, it's..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?